you to get your Bibles out, or I want you to get your tablets, your phones out, whatever, because I want you to make notes. I want you to remember what I'm saying, not what I'm saying, what God's saying from His Word. And I want you to go away, and I want you to read it. Over the last few months, I've been really thinking about what I watch and what I take in and what I listen to. Dave must be sick of me sending in little snippets and little videos that I've been listening to. And one thing that I picked up, as I write this down now, right, one thing that I really found, and it's not courtesy of me because Sue is much better at finding things than I am, is a guy called Cameron J. John. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
You all know him, Dave knows him. He's a big mate of Dave's favourite, Andrew White. And I want you to go home and I want you to dip into this website, and it's going to take you hours and hours. CanonJJohn.com. Put your hand up when you've written it down so I can carry on.
I've got it too.
Right. Two things. First of all, he's brilliant at telling stories. I wish Emma was still here. I don't know if she's gone. One thing, he's talking, he's great at telling stories. And he goes, David and Goliath. He walks out and he goes, oh my goodness. Or he goes, wow, I can't miss. Which way, what perspective are you looking at things from? Where are you looking at things? And as I said to you minutes ago, what are you taking in? I want you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Again, another story. One of the guys who he does... Sorry, let's go back to Canon J. John. Two things I want you to look at. First of all, the Ten Commandments. You think you know them. Listen to this guy talking. There are 10 sermons, and he starts from the 10th commandment. They're all about an hour long. It will open your eyes to the way you live and the things you say and the things you do. So please listen to that. There's a group of interviews as well on the website, which is Face the Canon. They tend to be on TNB, which is Channel 65 on Freeview. It's also on Skype. And there are a number of really good sermons from guys who are really godly men. The last one, in actual fact, was Aunt Delaney, who spoke at the men's conference 2 years ago, who spoke at the men's breakfast a couple of months ago. And I'm proud to say he's my cousin's son-in-law. My cousin became a Christian because partly because my mum prayed for her for 35 years. And when she became a Christian, the mum was the first person she rang. Thank you, Lord. The spin-off is this great man of God. Well, there's another guy, an Irish guy, and he's talking about trying to build... He's the head of the church army now. But he's talking about building up the relationships, as we have this fantastic relationship with the churches, and in Northern Ireland, the Protestants can meet with Catholics, which is unheard of. And it's took these group of Christian young people to a Catholic church, and they sat there eyeing each other up. And the priest actually said, right, I want you to, like I did, I want you to get your Bibles out. And he said, and all my young people sat there without a Bible. And he said, where are your Bibles? Here, take our Catholic Bibles, you can share with us. It is the most important thing you have in your life. Because if it's not in God's Word, disregard it. Forget about it. Right. Matthew chapter... Hold on, let me count here.
6:19.
6:19 to 34. I'm going to read just a little bit. Well, I'm going to read this bit. There's lots of Bible reading here. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. The eyes, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, the whole body will be full of darkness. Then the light in you is darkness. How great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God and anything else. Listening to Dave and Kirsty, and I went to speak to John Kearns, pastor of all the Baptist Church, and he was talking to him, I think, one of his sermons, another good website to look at, Old Rome Baptist Church. And I listened to one of his sermons, and he said something in this sermon that we had talked about 45 years ago. And he said, if you go to church, he's talking to his congregation, and he said, if you go to church and come out the same as you went in, what's happening? What's going on in your life? Do you go to church, and I don't think there are people here who are talking, and this is your fix for the week, and then you go out and lead another life outside church, and you're not taking in your Bible or other things? It's exactly what he's saying there. What are you taking in your life? What are you listening to in your life? What are you watching in your life? What are you reading in your life? Therefore, I tell you, this is to everyone who's said today, problems we've had in the baptism. You know, this is God saying it, Jesus. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor they spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of these. For if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is